Hello, hello, this is Positive Phil with the Positive Phil. So what is going on? Are you smiling? I hope so, because when you smile, the world just gets a little better. We have a great show for you. I'm excited. The world feels a little better. I just want to see you smile. This guy's smiling. The one that I am about to introduce you to, Jason Chow. He's the co-founder of Animoto, Animoto.com. It's an award-winning online video maker. He created this platform 13 years ago. Prior to this, he was the MTV Networks as a producer and a producer for Comedy Central. He's ambitious, and he's a great guy. I like him. Animoto is used by millions of consumers and businesses, photographers and educators. And I'll tell you something. Well, just do me a favor. Go to Animoto.com, A-N-I-M-O-T-O.com, and make someone that you really care for. Could be your mom, your coworker, your boss, your daughter, your grandmother. Make them a quick video. They'll be blown away. You can do it. You can sign up for free. All right. I love you guys and girls. I love everybody that's listening. And I do need some help because sometimes, you know, I catch myself being nice to everyone except the people close in my life. If you have any suggestions, hit me up. Go to PositiveFil.com and let's listen to a clip of Jason Chow before I make the full introduction.
We've gone through all sorts of ups and downs. But you know what? It's as my wife likes to say, it's like those ups are all the more greater when you've actually experienced the downs. So everything's a roller coaster. But you know what? That's what makes it interesting.
It's the dance.
Yep.
I love it. I'm excited to introduce him to you. He sang that a little bit. The ups. All right, remember this, and I don't have to preach to you about anything, but just remember this. Strength does not come from winning. You know, the struggle, the pain, the hardship. That's what develops your strengths. That's what makes you stronger. We all go through hardships. We all go through pain. We all go through turmoil. But when we decide not to surrender and not to give up, that, my friend, my friends, is strength. That's it. And it's all about you.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you?
You. What's stopping you? All right, here's Jason. Thank you so much for being here. Dance.
So have you always been involved in video?
Yeah, and in fact, pretty much my entire like 20 plus year career has always been in video. So I started off basically as a TV producer here in New York, MTV and Comedy Central. And then I had to face the hard decision of, do I really want to move to LA? Because that's where everything is. And I in addition to really wanting to stay in, that was kind of right around the time where we started talking about Animoto, and we just kind of like, you know what, let's give this a shot. It's a crazy idea, but let's give ourselves 1 year to see if we can pull this off. And if we can get something going in 1 year, then great. If not, we'll go back to our TV careers.
No, I love it. So before that, though, when you were a little boy, were you holding a video camera? Was this something that, or was it because of the, I have to get in video because this is the new thing?
No. We were like, we were always, in fact, I don't know if you know, I started Animoto with three colleagues that I went to high school and college with. So awesome. we were like always making random funny videos, like, you know, back in high school and stuff on the weekends and in college. And so we were always loving it. And when we started Animoto, we were like, yeah, this is going to be cool. But it was much more like, we were like technology and product nerds. We weren't really thinking about like, you know, this is going to be a big business. We were just like, let's nerd out and build the coolest technology we can.
Oh, awesome.
So it was really from that kind of standpoint. for good or for bad, because I think, you know, we really had to grow up out of just being kind of really like, you know, technology and product minded, and, you know, but yeah, it's all kind of part of the story.
And Flash, it's just like a blink of an eye. Now, what is it? 10 years later, I can't even do the math. What is
it? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been just over 10 years now, which is kind of crazy that we've been at this this long. This is probably like the longest thing I've ever actually focused on. But, you know, but within all this, there's been just so many different chapters of stuff. So it's and, you know, like this industry is just changing so fast that, you know, everything's just always changing. And so there's not really any kind of resting on our laurels, you know.
And you didn't want to make your way to LA, right? You're a Brooklyn guy, huh?
Yeah. So our office is here in New York, and my family, we now live in Brooklyn. And yeah, I love it. I kind of love the whole East Coast hustle. I mean, we all grew up out West. So, you know, I think we're West Coast guys at heart, and I'm sure, you know, I'll probably end up back out West at some point, but it's fun being in New York, you know?
Yeah. I love New York. I really do.
Did you spend time out east?
Not to live, but to, you know, to just have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Just to have fun. Nice. I'm a Wisconsin guy.
I'm
a Wisconsin boy. You have a million customers on this, or businesses have used Animoto?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through all sorts of, I mean, you know, we've been around for 10 years, so it's not hard to kind of collect customers over time, but really... The thing that's really, I think, been most promising for us in the last few years is our focus on business customers. It's just, in part, I think it's a real market opportunity, meaning like people will actually, you know, pay for what we've built and to use our technology. But it's also exciting because I think it's still like the wave is kind of forming, and everyone's trying to figure out how do we catch this wave. I mean, you know, you've been on video for a long time, so you're practically, you know, one of the pioneers. But most folks are just like, I see video everywhere, and I'm trying to figure out how do I just stay relevant, you know, keep up with all this kind of stuff. And so, so it's a fun opportunity just working with, and obviously, like just being a small company ourselves, you know, it's working with business folks is kind of near and dear to my heart, and just seeing them be successful with what they're trying to do and help their, you know, their dreams and visions, you know, come into fruition and stuff like that is super rewarding. So I think the business in the early years, I mean, you remember we were all over I mean, really, we took a lot of inspiration from like what would look super cool like on MTV, you know,
right?
And it was really cool, but it turns out that not the MTV style is not necessarily for everything. And so we did a lot of learning along the way. And in the beginning, we had all sorts of people using us, you know, to the point where I think we felt like we were being pulled in 20 different directions. So at some point it was just like, hey, would we rather be, you know, like kind of good at 20 things or like best in the world at one thing? And so that's when we really just decided to focus on what small businesses need, just because something that we thought we could do better than anyone else, and where there's, you know, a real market opportunity for us to grow as a business. So that was kind of like halfway through our journey. And then we literally had to build a whole new product from scratch, because what we realized we had built originally was great for, you know, kind of like, I'll call them kind of like these music video slideshow stuff. I mean, it was super cool technology. It would like analyze the music and do all this stuff that was like perfectly orchestrated to what's going on in the music, and we had all these cool patents and stuff like that, but it wasn't at all what businesses needed. And in many ways, what we had built made what businesses were trying to do harder. So we literally just started from scratch, like halfway through. We're like, I remember we had this conversation. We were like, if we were to wake up one day and someone else had built a product that we thought would basically put us out of business, what would that product be? And why don't before someone else does that, why don't we figure out how to build that? So we literally like built the product that we thought would disrupt us, and then we did it. We thought it was going to take like 1 year. It took like, you know, 2 years. We launched that a couple years ago. So really, yeah, kind of these past 3 or 4 years has been a lot of growing up and a lot of focus. But, you know, with that comes you know, the momentum and the results. So that's been exciting for us.
Yeah, it's exciting to be in a great industry. Sometimes if you're putting thousands of hours of work in and you have a team and investor dollars, I noticed you raised money in the past and you have all of this going. Sometimes if you're in a dead industry, it's like, ugh. But you're in an industry that's just like, and you mentioned it, you mentioned I did video a long time ago, but I stepped out of video. Audio was my friend. I'm like, this audio, I don't want people to see my face.
Yeah.
But I just started jumping back into video because it's the only thing to do. Hmm. It's the bottom line only thing. And I think businesses, they just need a way to tell their story quickly. Hmm. And sometimes businesses are so complicated. These, let's say it's a public company in this space with blockchain, and it's like, okay, I don't care about a two-hour lecture that you're doing at MI whatever. I would like to see a 45-second animated good clip of everything, and that's what you're doing for businesses, and I think that's what businesses need. I have a friend in Southern California here. I will not name the or mention the company he works with, but it's one of the largest sports type of apparel company in the world. And okay. He does the marketing. And mm-hmm. He says, Phil, they still pay for these little teaser videos, $5,000, $10,000. Yeah. And I know the video guys that they're charging, that are charging them, they're using platforms like Animoto.
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, where we took a lot of inspiration, especially with this whole new product that, you know, we've been focused on is, you know, is these other kind of builder tools like Squarespace and Wix and MailChimp and like these drag and drop building block based tools. And, you know, it's funny that you should say that because we think basically, say, let's pick websites, for example. This what's happened with websites over the last 10 years, I think is exactly what's happened with video, which is 10 years ago, literally you had to spend, right, like tens of thousands of dollars to hire someone to make a website for you. Or you had to like know how to use like an HTML editor or some complex thing. But you had to, you know, you had to shell out some serious dough to go hire the professionals in town to build that website for you. But today it's like, it's like literally if you don't have a website, you're not really a business and anyone can make, you know, a professional, looking website, just, you know, drag and drop. And so we're kind of like, yeah, you know what? It seems like this has happened with so many different other things, with email, with blog builders, all sorts of different kind of business tools. And we're like, this has to, with graphics, right? We've seen Canva blow up. And so it kind of seems like now is the time for video. So just drag and drop. You don't have any experience. And yeah, you don't have to shell out thousands of dollars. You know, obviously there are certain types of videos where if you need like a crew of people to come in and choose stuff and do something, there is a market for that stuff. That's, you know, your original productions, but for what most people need, and especially because they already have lots of great, you know, kind of content already, you know, we don't need to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for some of these, you know, basic videos because like Squarespace, we can use technology these days to help you, you know, look professional. So, and I think, there's been so many amazing like stats and studies over the last couple of years. So it's not just like video is cool. It's like people have been testing and like, yeah, you know what? It actually is effective. It's like when you include video on your website or with your emails or in your marketing, you know, like it's like video gets, people remember 6 times amount more information in a video than from text, or like people tend to online, if people see a video, they tend to make a purchase decision, you know, 69% more often, or, you know, there's just all these stats and studies. And so it's not just cool. It's people are seeing it really is, you know, an effective form of communication. Like you said, it's like, this is how we need to communicate these days. It's not just, I have a video on my website, I'm done. This is like how we should be regularly communicating these days, right?
You're right, because I mean, I see that you have partnerships with the big boys, the Facebooks and the Instagram and the YouTubes. And I look at my Facebook account and I'll post something great, or my friend will have like a baby, right? And people are still doing the thumbs up and the little comments, but I'll come in with a video, you know, a video comment, what's up? And they're, you know, and it gets circulated and communicating to my family back home, my mom, every single day. "Hey, Mom," in the morning, this morning, by my water fountain. Just a 10-second clip of her seeing me.
Yeah. She loves it. Here's why I think that's especially so. That example exactly, not just for people like you, but for businesses. What's happening right now with everything, I guess, the internet, social media, is there's like this, it's like information overload and even, you know, like tons of misinformation. Like people are really mistrusting of a lot of stuff out. There's just so much crap, right? And so if we can figure out how to, you know, humanize, you know, what we are, how we are communicating. And as businesses, if we can figure out how to be more authentic, humanize our brand. There's this great quote by this man, Zig Ziglar, who says, like, if people like you, they'll listen to you, but if they trust you, they'll do business with you. And I think, you know, exactly what you're talking about. Video is probably one of the best ways to kind of convey the most authentic version of you, yourself, and your brand, right? So, so I think it's kind of more important than ever what you're saying is to really kind of present the most real human version of you and your business and your brand.
Like this video, I feel like somehow flying through the screen and giving you a big old hug. It's like you're someone I can actually hang out with. I love video. It would be cool if Zoom, it's a great conferencing tool. It would be great if I had a little Animoto logo down here and I could clip it and add stuff in it. And at the end of this interview, I click a button and it pulls out the words I say and packages this little video up into a nice little special.
Well, that's actually what I see people starting to do with Animoto. They'll save these, you know, these either video casts or podcasts in video form, and then they'll just take some of the, you know, the best snippets and pull it in Animoto, and you can do that exact thing. Add your logo in the corner. You can add text because, you know, as we know, like a lot of people are on the go on mobile, so they're not even necessarily watching video with, you know, with the sound on. But if you complement whatever's being said with big bold text, you can have your logo. Like people are doing that with Animoto, which is fun, and it's great for like
I can't wait to do it with us.
Yeah. And so you can, well, first of all, we'll hope that I actually say anything actually, you know, like quote worthy. But people are doing like, you know, like little teaser videos, like, hey, you know, check out my latest episode, you know, here. And so there's just kind of, you know, so much cool stuff. But yeah, I mean, think about like what video is. It's something for everyone, right? It's visual, it's audio, it's human. There's colors, logos, text. Like, you know, sometimes there's, you know, with sometimes there's music, and I probably could have picked a more interesting, you know, location than this like whiteboard or whatever. But you know, like it's where you are. It's just there's so many things packed into it that it's just so much more than, you know, than text or just, you know, like a photo or something like that. So.
You're awesome. So when you're working and it gets tough and life is tough and deadlines, what do you think about in the back of your mind that makes you happy that you cannot wait to do? Like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you're like, I just have to get through this day. I cannot wait to do what?
That's a great question. You know, what I've... I'm going to answer this in a roundabout way. I used to worry about this in the early days of Animoto because I read this book called Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh, who's like the CEO of Zappos. And prior to Zappos, he had this company called, Linked Exchange or something like that. And he started this company and I think, you know, it grew very quickly. He ended up selling it to like Microsoft for like $375 million or something crazy. You're like, well, that's the dream, right? He nailed it on the head. So what's up? And in the book, he talks about how he hated it. He hated it so much. Exactly what you're saying. He like didn't even want to, he would talk about how he just hit snooze on his alarm clock in the morning over and over and over. And like, he just didn't even want to get out of bed. And to me, I didn't even understand. I couldn't comprehend that. I was like, well, dude, it's your company. So if you don't like it, change it. Yeah. But you know, I think basically what he talked about is all about like culture and the people you hire. And he basically hated the culture there and the people that just were very toxic and political and, you know, and you can't, at some point the company you've built, it just takes on a life of its own and you can't just change, you know, a company's culture overnight. And so a lot of that story for him was motivation for when he built Zappos. And I always remember that. And I was like, well, you know, for Animoto, I mean, for the amount of time and effort and blood and sweat and tears we're putting in this thing, like that would suck if we actually hated coming into work. So you know what? I have no idea where this thing is going to go, but let's at least make sure we build a place that we feel, you know, happy to be at. Yeah. And so that was a big lesson for me. So a lot of it actually is, you know, I think we've hired the right people. We've built the right culture. And you know, we've kind of surround ourselves by people that, you know, that we feel inspire us, that are smart, that we have something to learn from, that are humble, that know how to kind of work together. And so it's just kind of like a great place to be. And I think in the early days of building a company, I think you can take that kind of stuff for granted because it's all about the hustle and just getting stuff done and making money or whatever. But man, looking back and saying the fact that we invested in building, you know, the right a good culture, one that we are proud of, and that and it has other benefits too. It's like people when we're hiring people, that's people want to work here because of the culture. It's like, yeah, the product and technology is cool, but yeah, I want to spend my time at a place where I actually enjoy, and people stick around longer too, right? So we're not losing people nearly as fast as like other, you know, tech companies. People actually stick around. We've had some people here have been here pretty much the whole like 10 years, which is kind of crazy.
That's awesome, because people that, like you mentioned, they inspire you. People that you work with should inspire you. And then you go home and your family should inspire you. At times I talk to people and they're like, I don't even tell my wife or my kids my ideas anymore. I don't even mention it. My work, I don't like going in. Their life seems like they're in a shamble. But it's good to put that, to build an organization, to start with having people in that organization that can help each other grow. Because that's the only way people grow, is by helping others, I truly believe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think that's having the right people in the boat with you is they're inevitably with anything, not just in business, but in life, right? There will always be your ups and downs, and who you choose to have in the boat with you is, I think, like 95% of what will determine whether you make it through those tough times. And you know, maybe it's 5% luck, but I think it's who you surround yourself with. And so it's not just a business, but in life and your life partner and all of that kind of, who you choose your friends and colleagues to be. So I think that's the best thing that we've done here, is surround ourselves but with the right people.
Man, I've surrounded myself with the right podcast to interview people. I mean, this is cool for me on a Friday. I get to have conversations with awesome people. I love it. Okay, so I'm not selling my company for $300 million. I'm not making $5 million. But it's all in that journey, the dance, and I love it. So what's the ultimate goal for Animoto? What are you, you're at your 10 years. Do you keep, you just keep growing, or what's the end? What do you do? Just keep going?
Well, we're going to start a rocket ship company. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes!
Isn't that what everyone does at some point? It seems like everyone's like, well, now I guess we build rockets, right? Here's the fun thing I hope I can keep working with video the rest of my life. I genuinely just love the medium of video. But here's, I think, the cool thing is, I think in any other type of circumstance that might sound boring, but man, things have changed so fast. And I literally think that we're still kind of at the tip of the iceberg of how video is going to evolve. And it's really fun. I mean, it's scary, but it's also fun just to think about what are things going to be like in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years. And I mean, think how much has changed even in the last 10 years. Like when we started Animoto, you were saying you used Animoto back in 2007. I mean, when we started, there was like, when we literally launched Animoto, there was no iPhone. MySpace was the main social platform. As a business, there was like, people didn't even know what cloud computing was yet. You know, the fact that we were charging for something online, everyone thought was stupid. They're like, everything's free on the internet. Why would you guys even charge for something? So look how different everything now. It's like everyone has phone in their pocket and Facebook, you know, I don't know, Facebook may just be another flavor of the month. Who knows next year what the next, you know, it's probably Instagram or what. I mean, everything is just changing so fast that, and this is just in the span of just, you know, 10 years. So, and even what's happening with Instagram and stories and vertical video, like this is like the Wild West. So it's going to be, for me, it's really fun, not only to kind of just be, you know, part of all this change, but in many ways, I think because we've been around so long now, that in many ways we get to not just help kind of like follow the trends, but even define what some of the trends should be. So not just kind of tell people what they could do, but say, no, here's what we think you should do, and really kind of be innovators and pioneers on that front. So that's kind of what I look forward to. But man, you know, if when we do a follow-up podcast, like in 10 years, we're going to look back and laugh that you couldn't actually reach out and hug me through the screen or whatever, you know.
Yeah, like, hologram.
I mean, we can't even imagine, right? This is the tip of the iceberg, and we're going to look back. This is going to seem like Friendster and Atari and Commodore 64 to us or whatever. You know, it was like 20 years ago.
And I love video. The video is great. Okay. But you, I mean, this is your business. You see the search volume and the metrics and how many people, and you see how many users on different platforms. I couldn't imagine just the volume of people that are gravitating towards video. I mean, yeah, it's great in that, but man, I mean, you see this whole surge that's coming. It's like the video rush, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the fun stuff, and this is what's fun about being partners with, you know, marketing partners with like Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and all that, is we get to just have regular conversations with those folks about what's working and what's not working, and kind of share, you know, compare notes, and you know, we're all sitting on like tons of data. But I mean, a lot of it though is not rocket science. Like when you think about, I mean, video is just, it's just interesting, like, because it's human, there's movement. So when you're like flying through your feed and there's something moving, it's just, that's a bit more compelling. And I think, you know, when you get into like the science of what makes for a successful video, a lot of it's not, rocket science, or it's like, you know what, we want to tell, you know, like one of my favorites is that I feel like I need to remind folks is, yeah, you know, video is great for storytelling, but the people that are telling you to like think like Spielberg or think like a movie director, that's the wrong advice, because unlike a theater going audience that you know is going to be in their seats at the end of a 2-hour movie, online, it's kind of like the opposite. You start with 100% of your viewers and it only goes down from there. So you don't save the best for last, because yeah, by the end, you're going to have like 10% people watch. You save the best for first. And you almost kind of tell your story about you every second counts, and you start with the best and you make sure that every second thereafter counts, and you just assume that, you know, after half your video, half your audience will still be there. And so it's a little, it's different, right? It's not like creating movies, you know, for the internet. So it's not necessarily rocket science when you think about how people use the internet, right? Everyone is increasingly short attention spans, on the go, and so we need to figure out how to convey our information efficiently and succinctly, which is the way it should be, right? You know, and I often tell people who are getting started with video, like, I know you just made that video and it's 60 seconds. I bet you, and I challenge you, that you could say the exact same stuff in half the time. So oh, yeah. go try that. And more often than not, I think people, it's painful because people think that like everything they're saying in 60 seconds is important, but you know, really what you say in 60 seconds should probably be 30 seconds, maybe 20 yeah. seconds.
Right, so. And then do another one on the next episode, another 20 seconds. And if yeah. you still have subscribers, I'm literally excited about getting into video. I love it. I wish I had some type of service. And I was thinking about this the other day, where I could actually on demand get, okay, I want someone here in a half an hour to videotape me. I'm going to.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
You know what I mean? Because there's so many college kids. You can do amazing things with an iPhone. These kids out there nowadays. So basically, not in 2 days schedule, not in a week, but on demand video guy to follow me around for half an hour because I have so many good things to say.
That's a great idea. They're like the Uber of video producer. You just press a button and someone shows up.
Dude, and you should start that. I'll raise the money. You help me.
Yeah, I would love to be. I have like $20. I will be here for some semester. That's an awesome idea. You should totally do that. That's great. But here, I mean, there's a lot of for folks, I guess, who are listening, who are trying to figure out how to get started. A lot of businesses are already, I think they don't realize that they're already sitting on a ton of great content. So like, obviously anyone who produces content like you're sitting on tons of great content that you can, start to figure out how to repurpose or put, highlight or kind of like amplify the stuff that is most popular or that's already working. For a lot of businesses, I say like, well, what is it that you already have on your website that worked? What are the images or the testimonials or the quotes or the stats that already work for you or that you're already repeating over and over? What is it that, like if you write a blog, what are your most popular blog posts? And maybe you should start there. And start creating content around some of your most popular blog posts.
That's a good idea.
Everyone has stuff that already works. And for a lot of people who like hear about video and they get freaked out, they're like, I don't even have time to learn a whole new type of marketing. I'm like, video is not actually like a whole new type of marketing. It's just a way to amplify whatever works. So think about what already works for you, whatever's popular with your audience, and start there. So.
I love it. Yeah, you don't have to be like a Casey Neistat or some great videographer. I'm holding myself back because I let things like that, I'll get to video. I need to lose some more weight. I need to get a better backdrop. I need to do this. And I think that's typical in the human spirit at times.
Here's something we actually learned, and this is, I'm working on this too. What we were talking about with authenticity and blah, 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 is we did some tests where we did like a super produced, super polished video with something that's just like, literally like with iPhone, kind of a little shaky hand. And the videos that are kind of, we'll call it crappier, actually perform better than some of the super polished looking videos. And I think, again, it's just like people are drawn to what seem. I think people are even sometimes skeptical of stuff that looks like overly polished and corporate or whatever. That they're kind of drawn towards. And so for me, as someone who came from TV, man, I've had to really learn how to, let's say it, like own my imperfection. And I used to like every time I did a video, I would have to like have it all written out, memorized, scripted, or on teleprompter, do like 12 takes because I just felt like it. That's how we're trained in TV, and it has to be perfect. But what we're learning is today, like just like what you're saying you did on Facebook, it's like people just want the raw, authentic, real version of you. And so it doesn't matter if you're saying ums and ahs, it doesn't matter what you look like, because people who are already, drawn to you like you, because you're you, not someone different, right? So it doesn't matter if you need to pick your teeth or whatever. Just be you, right? So.
Oh, yes. This is own. What did you say? Own up or be okay with your imperfections?
Yeah, I said I've had to own my imperfections. Just like, you know what?
Yeah,
like,
okay, it's me.
Yeah, and I don't, it's, if I say here or there, that's just how people talk. So, and it sounds like we're having a conversation and instead of, I think this is why, like this form of podcast is so popular, because it's a conversation and people like being a part of a conversation. They don't want to be talked to or talked down to. They want to talk with someone. And so I think like hearing people converse like this as normal human beings and not being talked down to in marketing speak is why I think podcasts have literally like exploded and people are really drawn to them. So it's right. It's a human, what's authentic, what's real.
Jason Show, Animoto, AnimoTo.com. Check it out. I am your biggest cheerleader. You are going to see an awesome little piece created. It's awesome. I'm sure it will be awesome. I'm sure you have a lot of things to smile about, but one thing that makes you smile.
One thing that makes me smile. Let's see. I'll say one thing in my business world and one thing outside of that, my favorite thing with Animoto is when people who've never created a video before press that produce button and they see their video come to life and they're like, and their eyes light up and they're like, "Holy, I made that." And you just see them kind of like fill up with a sense of like pride and confidence. Like I love that moment, that wow moment. From a technology and product standpoint, the fact that we're such technology nerds, to see like the human side of that is really special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then outside of that, I think this is going to sound weird. I've come to realize I've taken for granted my whole life just real conversations during mealtime, because everyone now is like on their mobile phone or just on the go or too busy to. And so, you know, it's like when we're having a family dinner or we're having a lunch with a friend, it's like just trying to put the phone down and just be present and have a real conversation and connect in a human way. And that makes me smile, right?
It's when
we're not just on our phone all the time and just,
yeah,
life is passing us by.
Oh man, I would love to eat with you one day.
Let's do it. You don't even have to come out here. We'll just
do it over here.
We'll just do it over Zoom, right? And we'll just like I go get a sandwich and
I appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you very much, Jason. Awesome.
Of course, anytime.
High five.
All right.
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity potties and your pity parades. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't get jealous of me. Because I worked my ass off to get it. Nobody handed me nothing. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. It's game on. It's go season. It's time for you to take advantage of the access and the resources that you have in your country and your community. Positive. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it.